At the Republican National Convention of 1952, supporters of Dwight D. Eisenhower worked to have 42 delegates stripped from states that were supportive of his main opponent, Senator Robert A. Taft of Ohio. Still, Eisenhower didn't win the nomination until after Harold Stassen offered his votes. At the Democratic Convention that year, ballots were cast for 16 different candidates on the first vote. Estes Cathalver led after the first round before Harry Truman tipped the scales for Adlai Stevenson. That was the last time nominees were selected at the convention. There have been rumblings of a brokered convention since then, most notably orchestrated by Ronald Reagan in 1976 and Ted Kennedy in 1980. I always get my hopes up anytime there's talk of a brokered convention, including last year, when it looked like Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders might battle all the way through the primaries. But it never happens. Party leaders don't share my desire for high drama and unknown outcomes at the convention. And so, what we get now is a tightly scripted, neatly packaged show that runs for 4 days. It has lights, music, balloon drops, confetti drops, delegates in goofy hats, famous people caught on camera, and of course, speeches, all building to a climactic finish. But what we never get is drama, not unless something's gone wrong. This year we won't even get the pageantry, just the speeches. And they'll be delivered in the manner we've become accustomed to, by one person alone in a room speaking into a camera and likely not wearing long pants. The list of things that I've missed since the start of the pandemic is lengthy, but it does not include political conventions. There have been some important moments at political conventions in recent years, but they rarely involve the nominee. Barack Obama was an unknown outside of Illinois when his speech in 2004 stole the spotlight from John Kerry. Susana Martinez had by far her best political moment at the 2012 convention when she told the story about working for her father as a young girl, guarding the parking lot with a gun that was bigger than she was. But for the most part, conventions have become long, boring, self-congratulatory, made-for-TV extravaganzas that have no real impact on the process and do nothing to help voters make a more informed decision. For all of its failings, such as letting Iowa go first, our primary process now is a big improvement over the days when candidates were picked by cigar-chomping party bosses cutting backroom deals. It's a good thing that conventions are no longer needed. This year's virtual convention should demonstrate that conventions have become virtually unnecessary. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.